Christ is born. The gospel, according to St. Matthew today, is one that we read not only on the Sunday after our Lord's birth, but also at the royal hours as one of the gospels recounting the birth of the Lord. And in this reading, we hear of what King Herod did. Herod, who feared a king would come, thinking it would be a king who would take his place, not understanding that this king is not of an earthly kingdom, but a heavenly kingdom. And so he saw to it that all the children 2 years old and under, the male children, were killed in Bethlehem. And we can wonder, why didn't God stop Herod? 14,000 children died on that day. God could have struck him down, stayed his hand, kept him from doing what he did. This tells us something more about us and also about God. About us, and that all the evils of the world, we bring them about by our choice. God does not. He does not make them happen. He permits us to sin against each other in so many ways, in ways we think are little, which are big, and also in every other big way. Whether it is gossip that equates to murder because it tears at another person and strikes them down, or murder itself, taking another person's life, the taking of any life, innocent or guilty, that's on us as humans. We do this. And this also tells us something about God. That God gives us complete and absolute freedom to do as we wish. He gives us the freedom to serve Him and the freedom to reject Him, the freedom to honor life, the freedom to take life. He gives it all to us at every moment because He does not make us to be robots who have no choice but to do good, who have no choice but to love Him, because that's not love if we have no choice. Rather, Christ desires that we freely love Him. He desires that we humans freely follow Him, are captivated by Him, are seduced by Him, to love Him freely. He thirsts for our love given to Him freely. And that means He gives us the freedom not to love also. And it says even more about God, I think, because this is not a surprise to Him. Before He made us, Christ knew we would sin. He knew we would turn from Him. He knew we would do things like judge others and gossip, commit murder and steal. And still He made us. He made us knowing all this. Shouldn't we wonder at that? Because what one of us, if we could make someone, create them as we want them, if we made a creature that could love and serve us and have no choice, wouldn't we do that? Rather than make someone who has such freedom as to reject us and turn away from us. This says so much about God's love for us, that he knows all this. He knows that we sin. He knows that we can turn away from him. And he makes us anyway. And he not only makes us anyway, he is born of us. He becomes a little child to grow among us, to walk among us, to speak to us, to teach us, to heal us, to die for us. This says so much about God's love for us, that he keeps us safe even when we sin. And he is always watching over us, even when we aren't watching him. This is his love, that he again today will be born on the altar in the bread and wine, born to us anew, to receive him. I know I, the sinner, receive him and come to receive him who knows my sins better than I know myself and who knows all of our sins better than we know ourselves. And still he comes. Still he comes to catch us into his love, to lure us to him, to freely give ourselves to him, so that the things of this earth that seem so pleasing, that we would rather follow after because of the pleasure they give, we will find them as ashes and empty because they do not give life, nor can they ever give life. And so that looking with God's love on things around us, we can understand that he is there with those 14,000 innocents, with them and in them. He is with all who suffer, because the one thing that we all humans have in common is pain. We all experience it one way or another. And God is there with it, in us, because of his love for us, because of his wanting to draw us up, to show us the only salvation is in him, in nothing else, in no one else. Not in family, not in friends, not in our schemes or our plans, because every one of them will let us down eventually. Everyone will go away, and all who will remain is Christ. Beloved, let us turn to him in love, offering ourselves freely to him, who freely gives himself to us always.